It's Monday morning live, thanks to our very good mates at the M Group, Tyre Mechanical. M is for mechanics to service your cars. We head for our top of 24 degrees today. Later on in the week, a bit of a cold week ahead of us, looking at tops of just 21 degrees. If you've been attacked, I guess isn't the right word.
Right.
By seagulls.
Oh, the beach, absolutely. I think every Australian has, yes.
What?
Every Australian has been attacked by a seagull.
Oh, I think you said the bean traps.
The bean traps.
I thought that's what you call them. Like, what is a bean trap?
No, you call them chip herders.
Oh, man. So, Mackay Harbour, great for to see. Obviously, I have some fish and chips.
Yeah.
Nice by the water. The seagulls are vicious. They are vicious out there, can I just say.
There's a couple of beaches around the world where it's so bad that the councils have put up signs saying, please don't feed the seagulls. They will attack you.
Oh, there
and
is.
And they do.
There's signs out the breakwater.
Is that really?
Don't feed seagulls and stuff.
I thought it was common knowledge. You just don't feed them.
Well, you know, I like it. There's nothing funnier than throwing a chip at one of your friends and the seagulls attack. But
that's true.
It's funny. Can I just put out a call now? 13 27 10. Have you ever been attacked by a seagull, or if you've got a seagull story? Because let's face it, seagulls are a part of the Australian life.
Yeah.
And if you've never been, if you don't have a seagull story, you haven't lived.
You're not Australian.
No, you've never lived.
Yeah.
You've never lived.
What's your seagull story?
So we were out at the Mackay Harbour, would have been about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we're having fish and chips.
Yeah.
And just sitting there enjoying the scenery. It was a Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
And I'm literally having fish and chips, and the seagull landed on the chair in front. So there was just two of us, Jamie and I.
Eyeing you off with those beady eyes they have.
Yeah.
Oh,
so the seagull landed on the chair next to me.
Yeah.
And then it was watching, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cute. That's nice and close.
Yeah.
Wrong thing. I should never have done that. Because the minute I thought about that, I was encouraging the universe to push that seagull closer to us.
Okay, and obviously it did.
Yeah, that's what it did. And it went for the battered fish. Bam, gone. Took off straight away. There's a seagull trying to flap 1,000, you know, beats per minute to try and keep its wings afloat.
Yeah.
And it's trying to fly away with a piece of fish that was bigger than its actually body.
Wow.
And all you could see is these wings flying with a piece of battered cod flying over the top of the Mackay Marina.
That is brazen. Because that would have been right next to you as well, wouldn't it?
No, because we had the food in front of between Jamie and I in front of us.
Yeah.
So it just comes straight through, bam, taking off.
Good on you,
seagull. Sneaky little bastard.
At least they haven't shat on your food. Because that's what happened to me. I was in, this is going back a few years ago, Manly in Sydney, just having fish and chips, as you do. That's what you do at the beach.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of seagulls eyeing you off. And I had one in my mouth, and I just picked it up, and all of a sudden, plonk, right in the chips. It was like, it was white, with a little bit of brown there too.
Oh, don't.
And it was, that turned me off the food. I spat out the chip.
Luckily, you didn't think it was like sour cream or something.
Well, that is true. That is very true.
I would have bowled. 13 27 10. Give us a call. We want to know about your seagull story. What seagull story have you got? Because I think we should put this to the test.
Yeah.
Because I want to see how brave and how daring these seagulls are out at Mackay Harbour. We'll put it to a test. We'll have some chips and we'll see how close they get.
Right,
and try and film it, because I'm telling you now, they out of all the seagulls, they resemble that from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, and they don't blink.
No, they don't.
Evil.
And how come you never, ever see a baby seagull?
Oh, yes.
You never see a baby seagull?
Yeah. And how do they get fed? Mum and Dad regurgitated or something.
And why do they hang out at the dump?
Yeah, what is that?
There's no last time I checked, there's no ocean near the dump.
Yeah, true. So the scavengers. Dirty, filthy things, are they?
I've seen a seagull in the middle of the city before.
Oh, they're all over the place.
In Wood Street.
Oh, in Wood Street.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he was lost.
Just a seagull walking down Wood Street.
Waiting
for a mate. His GPS is way off. 13 27 10, give us a call this morning. We're just talking about seagulls, Mackay Harbour. Hotspot for a great seagull story. A lady on Facebook says, you might not realise that some people are actually terrified of seagulls.
What? I can see why, because they're so brazen. They go for the chip right at your face, don't they?
Or a whole fillet of fish. It stole mine from underneath my nose, literally, at Mackay Harbour 2 weeks ago. Darn bird.
Okay, Wendy on 13 27 10, you've got a seagull story, yeah?
No, mine's not a seagull, but it's definitely another beach bird.
Okay, what is it?
It's a pelican. I was on the beach down in New South Wales, a place called Greenwell Point.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend and I had just commented on how small this little dog was. It was like a toy chihuahua.
No.
Yes, this pelican came from nowhere, scooped it up and took it out to sea.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
The lead was still hanging out of its bill.
Oh, my God.
Wow, did they get the dog back?
No, I don't know what happened to the dog. The owner chased it down the beach for a little while and then it turned off. The bird headed out over the water.
I'm never walking my sausage dogs at Shoal Point ever again. Because yeah. There's pelicans out there.
I mean, there were other people on the beach that witnessed it as well, and we walked up to them and said, did Jesus see that? And, yeah, they were kind of like, oh, my God.
That's insane. That is, wow.
That poor owner, thank you for the call, Wendy. That poor owner.
Oh, look, I know I joked around about it, but that's when you think about it. No.
That's a little bit different than taking my fillet of fish. Take my fillet of fish, just don't take my dog.
I mean, if it was a German Shepherd in the Pelican's bill, that would have been funny. Because
there's no way
that
thing was flying off the ground. Yeah. Jim, you've got a story about pelicans, about seagulls for us?
Yeah, I have actually. We were with a group of friends and we were in South Australia and we all bought hamburgers. A friend was sitting there. And he had the hamburger to his mouth, just about to eat it.
No.
And the seagull crapped all over it. Oh.
they're like Spitfires, you know, the little...
Well, poor old Donald, he never got to eat his lunch.
Do you reckon the seagulls actually know what's going on? Like, seriously, they don't have a big brain, but they know. You know,
he was such a direct hit. If he'd been a bomber in World War II, he'd have been a magic.
Thank you, Jim. They are so accurate.
I bet they elbow each other and go, hey, Baz, you watch this.
Here's a question, though. And you and I were talking about this. We knew that we were going to talk about the seagulls today because we were talking about the story on Friday.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Baby seagulls.
Mm.
How come you never see a baby seagull?
Yeah, that's something for for Jay's big question.
How come you don't see baby seagulls? Or if they maybe they look different compared to what they do when they're adults. If you've ever seen a baby seagull, 13, 27, 10, otherwise I'm just going to say they're robots. They're aliens.
Where's the list? Where's the nest?
Like, do they lay eggs? Or how do they...
Well, they're birds, so you'd think they'd... Well, yeah, you'd think they lay eggs.
Yeah, but seagulls have us now in a false sense of security, right?
They got the eyes. They're evil eyes.
How do you know they're not drones?
Oh, there
I'm
you
just
go.
Putting it out there. News.
And we were just talking about the seagull stories and morphed into another one of Jay's big questions. And that was, you never actually see the baby seagulls. Where do they live? Where's the nest? Danielle, can you put shed light on this?
Well, have you ever noticed that some seagulls have the red feet and bill, but then the others have, like, a grey colour?
No. Actually, you're right, yes. Is that because is that the male and female ones?
Sure the grey one, I think the grey ones, they're generally more needy, so maybe they're the babies and they're just...
More needy?
But you know how you get the ones and they just sit there and squawk until another one will drop a chip near them?
That is true. I think you're onto something here.
Oh my God. And what's it with seagulls when they're going off their rocker? They point their head down and they're like run after them like a dart. They are dangerous birds. They really are. We say magpies are dangerous, but I'm saying seagulls are.
Seagulls are right up there with magpies, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. You're talking about no, haven't seen any baby seagulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're actually at the school. There's a seagull baby school, and they get taught how to take chips out of in mid-air flight. They do bombing runs
dummies, humans.
Yeah, fake dummies. Yeah, they're all at this little school there, and that's why you don't see them until they graduate. And then they get their flying colours and they get their little badges, and off they go.
I can just see this baby seagull with an L on the back of it.
Well, actually, but if they got a P plate, that means poop, right?
Robbie, you have to be very careful. There's going to be some people out there who actually believe what you're saying this morning. Thank you, Robbie. Thanks for the call. Oh, man.
Oh, that is funny. Now we know everything.
Who thought seagulls would bring so much laughter to people's homes this morning? Triple M Kiwit Sundays.
You might have missed out on the bet that we had for State of Origin too. And
it's hardly a bet now. So.
Well, it is. A bet's a bet. And I honoured the bet with a non-permanent tattoo and Carly Eel's fascinating faces. She's doing the Queensland emblem right now on my head.
You can check out some of the photos. They're on our Facebook page now. But I'm not terribly impressed because it's supposed to be a tattoo.
It is a tattoo. That's a fake face painting.
It's not tattoo.
It's a fake tattoo. That's okay.
Dan's called. What's going on, Dan?
I'm just ringing up about this tattoo thing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, Dave, I've always loved you as a radio pronouncer, but I'm sorry, that's a pretty low thing, man. Mm. A bet's a bet.
Yep.
You know what, Dan? It's okay because a bet's a bet. No, that's fine, but nobody said it had to be a permanent one.
A tattoo's a tattoo. A stick-on one's a picture on you put on your body. You've
got
to go through the needle to have a tattoo, mate.
I know. I've got a CFM tattoo and a lightning bolt on my arm, which is real.
I've got a fair bit of ink, and I tell you that a sticker's a sticker, a tattoo's a tattoo.
You see, all I'm hearing is people just complaining that they couldn't think of this before me.
So
bad luck.
We've got to...
effectively, any bet you make here now is completely void.
True. That's so true.
I still love you and listen to you, mate, but I'm sorry that... That's just not on, eh?
I'm with you, Dan.
Sorry, Dan, but no, you know, a bet's a bet, and it's still within the guidelines.
Would you like me to read some of the comments on Facebook?
Sure, that's fine.
You're getting a little bit flogged this morning.
That's fine. Nobody said it had to be a permanent one, and it's actually off Facebook that gave me the idea to do this.
Kim says, thought you might have got a really small one on your finger. See, that's not a bad idea. I would have been happy with that. Rhiannon says, it's not a tattoo. It's not permanent. That's exactly right, Rhiannon. And Nelly says, you're a sook.
You know what, Nelly? I don't care. You know, I'm within the guidelines of the bet right here. So I'm sticking with it.
Mm.
To hell with the rest of you.
All right, got any opinions on that? You can call us 132710 or go to our Facebook page, Triple M Kiwit Sundays, while Dave continues getting his head face painted, not tattooed this morning. Mechanical M is for mechanics servicing your cars. We head for our top of around 24 degrees, 25 degrees in some areas as well. Dave, pulling out on the bet, State of Origin bet, Dave.
Well, I'm not pulling out. It's just been rejigged to suit my own needs. And thanks to Facebook people, they said there's no need to get a permanent tattoo because nobody said in the rules of the State of Origin bet that it had to be a permanent tattoo. So thank you very much. See, Facebook is a wonderful thing sometimes.
So got a bit of a counter lawsuit or a counter battle now for him. I thought, okay, that's fine if you want to play this game because Queensland still won. I still have the upper hand. I'm allowed to suggest something else. Because you're not going through with the actual bet or the actual dare.
Well, I am, but okay.
Performance at Rock Pop Mine this weekend when we host there.
Yeah, Lyndall suggested that. Thanks, Lyndall.
Good work, Lyndall. So we want to know songs. We want to know costume ideas, that kind of thing on 132710.
Okay, Tristan. I know this is going to be terrible. What do you suggest?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of the song Mickey.
Oh, as a cheerleader!
What?
You gotta wear the skirt. You gotta wear the whole kit and caboodle. But I'm gonna have to throw Joe under the bus here, Dave.
Yeah, why?
When we were on holidays and I was talking to him off air, I do remember him telling me that if New South Wales had a one, he was going to do the same thing.
Yeah, but New South Wales didn't win.
Dave should be dancing with you.
Oh,
no.
Yes!
No, because...
Look, out the back.
The dare was that New South Wales lost, so this has to go... Even if I was going to do that or not, the fact is Queensland still won, so that's...
Listen, Mr. High and Mighty.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
There you go.
That's exactly right. I am High and Mighty. I'm a Queensland supporter.
You're dancing with him.
Queensland supporter, not going to happen. Thank you, Tristan.
All right. Thank you very much, Tristan. That's just so wrong. You're going on me
but
about
Queensland
it.
Won, so shut up. Hello, right. Damien. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, a bit pissed, but anyway, keep going.
I reckon It's Damien Ages, by the way, guys. How are you going?
Say that again?
It's Damien Ages. There you go.
Hey, mate. Hey, mate. Sorry, I thought I recognised the voice.
So what do you reckon Dave should do?
Queensland won. You should wear the Queensland jersey and sing We Are The Champions at Rock Pop Morris.
Oh, yeah.
No. No.
Oh, mama. Oh, see, I love these suggestions. It's torture for Dave.
Dave, I thought we were mates.
Thank you, mate, for the call.
Okay, we'll take one more. We'll go with Jim. Mate, very quickly, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon that Jay's just been outsmarted.
Bingo.
No,
you know, suck it up, old son, because he's beat you.
Well, he hasn't really, because now he has to perform in front of everybody, so I actually think I got the upper hand.
Oh, I don't know about that. But, you know, I
smart
reckon...
thinking,
Jay, I think you've just been done.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't know. It's backfired on me, Jim. Thanks, mate.
It did I don't know how he's going to handle performing in front of hundreds of people this Saturday night at Rock Pop Mine, but, you know.
Oh, you know how nervous I get.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point, Jay and Dave, for breakfast. We're heading for our top today, 23 degrees. M is for mechanics to service your car, Dave.
Now, last week, someone actually said to us, you know, they'd spent something like half an hour waiting in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
We're not going to say which fast food joint it was, but it got us thinking, you know, sometimes some of the drive-thrus are quicker than walking into a fast food joint. Sometimes it's the other way around. And we didn't quite know which one was definitively the fastest to get your food.
So, look, we always like a bit of a challenge. So we thought, how can we test this? I feel like doing it's like a bit of an expose, like on A Current Affair.
Well, you know, if Tracy Grimshaw wants to join in and sign us up, go right ahead.
So we're decked up with microphones. This is on the weekend, and we had two things to do: see how long we could take in the drive-thru or the walk-in. This is what happened with Dave.
I'm going to do it from the time I leave the car to actually getting back into the car. And go.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Can I get a...
Electric?
Yep.
Anything else?
Not just that, thanks. Thank you.
I've ordered, just waiting for the order to be prepared.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. And stop. Well, my time, and that's going from the car, getting out of the car, going up, ordering, getting the order, coming back, and then closing the car door again, is 4 minutes, 24 seconds, and 68 milliseconds.
That is really good.
I'm surprised by that. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, so was I, because normally you're waiting forever at the line there. But no, it was pretty slow that day. How did you go?
Here's my results.
All right, here we are. Saturday afternoon, 1:46 p.m., about to drive through the drive-thru. Dave is walking into this same establishment to order a meal as well. Now, for me, a large cappuccino, no sugar. You ever want to buy me a coffee? That's what I like. Large cappuccino, no sugar.
Have a
slice of order. Yeah, can I please have and a large cappuccino with no sugar thing?
Yeah.
That's all, thank you.
Please have
a good
thing. That would be
$11.25. Thank you. So, it's 1:47. And straight away, I'm up to the window where I'd get paid. We'll pay it. Good. Thank you. From where I'm sitting in the car at the moment, I can actually see people being served at the counter, and they're getting their meals pretty much straight away. So, I don't know. I'm going to say that the walk-in probably has right of way when it comes to drive-through or walk-in. I'm saying walk-in. All right, I'm coming up to the window now. It's been 4.5 minutes, nearly 5 minutes since I placed my order.
Okay,
thanks very much. See you later. Bye. 6 minutes. 6 minutes in total.
6 minutes in total.
6 minutes. Yeah. Wow. So, we can put that down to walking into the fast food joint is quicker. That's amazing.
I think people would dispute that, like by saying, oh, no, it's not the case. But, yeah, it took me 6 minutes for a coffee. So.
6 minutes for a coffee.
Yeah.
Must have been a bloody good coffee.
I think they were grinding up the beans themselves. Let us know on our Facebook page if you think it's faster doing the drive-thru than it does to walk into a fast food joint. On our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays, you'll find us online.